So how do we survive a violent encounter? Well, first of all, let's try to stay away from them if we can. Avoid the confrontations. You don't need to get in arguments with strangers. You don't need to get in arguments with relatives. I know that's hard to do sometimes. Took me many years to develop what's called the emotional maturity to walk away and keep my mouth shut when I really want to say something. But you've got to avoid the confrontations. Develop a plan for your own personal safety. And we're not talking about just one plan, as in plan A. We got to have plan A, B, and C, because you'll find plan A goes to crap in a real short amount of time in a violent encounter. So you've got to have these other plans in play. And what do you do when you can't retreat? Well, you want to visualize your responses. That's one of the most important things you can do for your survival. Martial artists do it. It's called a kata. Boxers do it. It's called shadow boxing. You visualize your opponent. You visualize your responses even when they're not there. And you practice those over and over. So you're building muscle memory for your mind. So when you do, if you were to get in a violent encounter of a similar scenario, let's say walking out to the parking lot at night to your car and people are approaching you, play it out in your mind before it happens. You know, if that's been a thought that you've had, then play it out and play out the responses you're going to have to those three strangers walking up to you in the parking lot. See it in the mind's eye. Shingen is a martial arts term, a Japanese term for the mind's eye. We have Shinshu or Shinintiki, Imiji. That's mental image of what you will do, your responses. So again, Shingen and Shinshu are the two things that you have to develop: your mind's eye and your mental image of how you're going to react when you can't retreat.